Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Crusader Talk. Here on this Monday, I'm Caleb Hamill, along with Josh West. Will Tony, back in the studio the desk. He's good.
Unmiked, but he's here.
You know why he's unmiked? Well, because we have got a studio guest today. We love it. Love it when we get guys in here to be on mic and in person. Back and better than ever. You know, officially, when you come on a podcast more than once, you become a friend of the pod. You familiar with that term, Josh? The friend of the pod?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Ben Smith is now officially a friend of the pod. Ben, how are you today?
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Again. Are you excited to have that on your resume now?
I am a friend of the pod. I'll add that to the resume.
I was going
to
say that's what was kind of slow in the decision of him becoming an assistant SID or not SID assistant. Athletic director, it was kind of a slow decision because he didn't have that line on that resume. It would have been a much quicker, easier decision, but he got it nonetheless, even without our attribute to him. We're happy that he has that title now, in addition to associate head baseball coach.
Come on, a few more times, I'll be the president, right?
That's right.
Hey, Dr. Burnett's listening.
I'm telling you, it is uncanny what happens when people appear on this here podcast. What happens even within the next week? We talked to Coach Ryan McKenzie with indoor track and field. All of a sudden, the girls and guys track and field do great in the conference tournaments and then go on to nationals and do well. Last time we were out here flapping our gums on a podcast, we had a little center fielder you might know that used to play for William Carey, Patrick Lee. Next thing we know, we get an announcement today that he's been moved up to A-plus ball.
I saw that.
I mean, so who knows what's next for you?
A plus, is that A plus or high A?
High A.
It's A plus. High A. I want to make sure they didn't add a league that I didn't know about. I said I was thinking high A, but A plus, high A. But
sorry,
no.
I was thinking about my grades back in school that I was trying to get to.
They are going to expand the minors again in the coming years. Isn't that expansion the talk?
I've heard talks about that. We'll see what comes true of that or not. But. Let's kind of talk a little bit of William Carey stuff. Ben, you have entered this role as an athletic director of kind of internal affairs. Is that kind of what we...
External.
I knew what the title entailed, but I just had the verbiage wrong. But external affairs, and a lot of what we've talked about that's going to entail is dealing with the community, establishing a base there, establishing what image and branding look like from the outside looking in, and connecting with fans and potential new fans for the sake of William Carey Athletics and the university as a whole is kind of an after effect of it. One thing that I think we've been missing sometimes is kind of that universal rooted brand and kind of that marketing home for us. We've had this logo for a long time. Yeah, that's a good starting point. But sometimes an online presence is the thing that we're missing out on. And one thing that is kind of a breaking thing that's still kind of in the works, but we can talk about it, is that we're bringing back a William Carey Athletics app.
And we're in the process now.
Yeah.
And you talk about building a community. I think the first place that's got to start is on campus.
Yeah.
More campus involvement from our students, or our non-athletes. And that's one of the things that we want to do with the app. One of the ideas we came up with was we put like a QR code on the app. And when students come to games, they scan their app with the QR code and build some points, and to where they're able to use those points on campus for other things. And along those lines, we've got other events that we want to do at all of our games. My idea, being small college athletics, I think you've got to treat it kind of like single-A baseball.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You've got to have stuff going on all the time.
Yes, 100%.
Because, the environment, you don't have the crowds at William Carey that you have at LSU or Mississippi State, any of those places. So you've got to kind of create your environment a little more. And we're hoping to do that, starting this fall. So.
Well, yeah, I think from I've been at other small schools and had the pleasure to work with some of those, and you know, just down to the game day atmosphere, to the energetic scripts that the public address announcers read and so forth, that maybe hype the crowd a little bit more than you would at some venues and so forth. Anything you can do to bring the energy. I think that, for example, the pep band, which is at basketball, does a tremendous job of bringing the energy, right? They do their homework. They know where those kids are from. They know their siblings' names. They know their mama's names. They know everybody.
Well, and the other thing, too, the pep band is probably the best lifeblood of energy from just a supporter standpoint. We're not talking about just through their instruments. They are the most vocal fans at those basketball games because they're all joined together. They're one cohesive group. You know, they feed off one another's energy, and then in turn, the basketball players feed off that energy.
Makes a big difference at a home game when you've got a nice crowd.
Yeah. I can tell you, when I was at Mobile, granted, William Carey's men's team won this ball game, but the energy that the band provided that venue, and which at Far Gym, it's a cinder block venue just like ours, and it just echoes. It echoes. It fills the room up. When you get that place rocking, it's intense. If you get Clinton Gym rocking, it's intense.
Clinton Gymnasium is loud.
Yes.
Very loud.
Incredible. Yeah, I had that conversation with Coach Knight. A follow-up question to what you're talking about of treating it more like single-A baseball, and I can already tell we're going to run out of time, and I know you're going to be here with us for a while this episode. There's so much to talk about. With the ever-rising prices of everything, the opportunity to maybe have a family four-pack with four tickets, four Cokes, and four hot dogs for $40 or $50. You know, prices, I don't know what that number looks like now, but I looked at some other schools that I worked with 10 years ago, 15 years ago, going, why is that not on a billboard? You know, with the cost of everything, the access you have to William Carey players in terms of autographs, pictures, you want to have a picture with a Carey player on your social, hey, take a picture with them after the game, get your poster signed, you know, get to know these players, and they take on that mentorship role. There was a young athlete from another school here in town that ran into, and they get it. These athletes today, these college athletes, because they know they're influencers, because they're so big on social, they get it to be able to interact. And I'm chasing a rabbit just to say, do you see promotions like that where Carey billboards and the opportunity to be at games for families and for, you know, ticket packages and so forth being available for access for the year or for certain events?
Sure. No, I'd love to do things like that. And you know, I'm in the infancy stages of this job right now, so still trying to figure a lot of things out. But we're going to, you know, I'm having meetings with each coach and staff. We started out doing that last week. Just spitballing ideas for media and marketing, and then I'm sure that Coach English and myself will sit down and start talking about some ticket, you know, packages like you're talking about. Anything that's going to drive people to the games, I think, is a good thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm looking forward to bring your dog to the ballpark night.
Bark at the park.
Bark at the park.
Yeah. Milton Wheeler style. Ooh,
my dog would be the MVP in that scenario. You don't want my dog at the park.
All right. So I'm going to circle back to the app and what it brings. You mentioned the features about students gathering up points and being able to redeem those points. I think there's an underrated feature of apps like this that people oftentimes don't recognize. We talk about, you know, knowing prices of concessions and all that, prices of tickets. Apps bring that home base, that transparency that people want to know before they get to a ballpark. Also just awareness that a game is going on. Sending a push notification on game day saying, big matchup tonight between William Carey and Dalton State or whoever it may be. That, just having that mindset of, oh, I forgot that was going on tonight. Because we all know not every person out there is on X or Instagram or Facebook and following Carey Athletics. But if they've ever walked through the doors for an athletic contest and had a reason to download the app, all of a sudden, boom, you've got an outlet to get the announcement out there. Right. And all of a sudden, people are mindful and they know that they should come see a William Carey game.
And even if you do follow, you know, William Carey Athletics on, what is it, X or Twitter, whatever it's called now, or Instagram or Facebook, sometimes the algorithm doesn't show all of that anyway.
That's right.
So I know there are a lot of pages that I follow that I don't see anything for a month, but they've been posting. So you're right. The app is another way for us to bring awareness to events that we have going on campus.
I feel like one of the golden things of marketing is not them finding you. It's whenever you can reach them first.
Right.
If people want to find out what's going on at William Carey, they can go to careyathletics.com, sure. But they have to know about that and be thinking, let me go out there and look.
I'm glad you mentioned that, by the way, careyathletics.com. You know, it was
Careyathletics.com. Yeah, it was careyathletics.com. Then it went to gowcucrusaders.com.
Right, we swapped it back.
Back to Carey Athletics. Right. I like that. I think it's simple to just have a two-word .com address.
It was so hard for me to say out loud that I was like, we've got to change this back.
I agree 100%. It matches the X handle as well.
It does.
So having that universal brand type thing is one of those key factors of trying to have success here and getting the word out, getting people connected. We're talking with Ben Smith, Assistant Athletics Director at William Carey, also Associate Head Baseball Coach. We're going to talk a little baseball when we come back. I want to kind of recap our Lewiston trip, and I have something that I have to publicly thank you for in our trip to Lewiston. I mentioned a little bit last time, I think, on the pod, but now that Ben's here in studio, it has to be done publicly. All right, more Crusader Talk, conversations with Ben Smith coming up.
Tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Back here with more Crusader Talk, talking all things William Carey Athletics, especially marketing and a couple more things with Ben Smith. What you think, Josh?
Well, I'm thinking that we never stop. We're just welcoming everyone back in.
That's true.
We did not even pause to catch our breath during the break. Because this is like our passion. We love marketing. We love the branding. And we love all the ideas we were bouncing around about a myriad of things. But this is a topic I know that's passionate to us. It's why Ben's doing what he's doing. I think we're going to run out of time is the problem.
I'm telling you, we've been on fire with conversation, almost like the bookstore last Thursday.
Oh. Too soon.
Jeez.
Too soon.
Hey, all I was thinking is that it's going to be nice, right, when the insurance money gets moving, the new bookstore is going to be nice.
It's our own mini tornado, I guess.
You know, that's why the campus is where it's at in the first place. It's because of a fire.
That's true, yeah. Back when it was down a little further south.
Right.
Where was it?
I think it was Poplarville.
Yeah. That is, so when we had, you weren't there for this, when we were at the Hall of Fame induction for Sports Hall of Fame, y'all were still playing Blue Mountain Christian that day. But whenever Jimmy was doing his speech as the legacy inductee, he had talked about how, Dr. Burnett, when I first started here, our established year was one thing, and now it's even earlier. What gives? And I think it was because we started including when the campus in Poplarville, under a different name and before the fire, was not included in the original establishing. Now we have a EST date back in the 1800s. But it was just a cool little sticking point. I think that's accurate as to how that date became a thing.
I think you're right.
What was it, 1892? Now we're trying to have trivia contests out here.
Maybe
1898. Yeah. I knew it was just barely in the 1800s, but it's there.
Good trivia question for the future.
That's true. Maybe we need to do a trivia promotion as one of our marketing tools. Get people to the ballpark. You may win a gift card or something if you know that year. All right. Baseball. We got to enjoy a trip out to Lewiston, Idaho. Obviously, didn't go as well as we had hoped. But I have to publicly thank you for introducing me, not just to steak bites. You know, we all knew that going in, steak bites were a thing. I asked you for food recommendations. First, we went to Waffles and More. That was fantastic.
Fantastic place.
The day that y'all invited us over there to lunch, my wife and I had already organically found it for breakfast that morning. And it just shows how good it is that we went back for our next meal in a row.
Yeah. There's plenty of things on the menu.
I think we ate there just about every day.
Hey, if only it was the good luck charm for us. that would have been nice. But even better than Waffles and More, I'm trying to remember the exact name of the place, but it's Seasons. Burgers and Bites, or you know, there's some extension of that word, but Seasons is how it's called. Their steak bites, my goodness. I had the broiled bites. And I don't know if it was just because I had a lackluster, you know, Steak Bites meal somewhere else in town the night before. But when I bit into my first bite at Seasons, man, I had to go back. And I was so mad because I went on a Saturday night before our game against Cumberland's. And they're closed Sunday through Tuesday. The next day they would have opened was Wednesday, and we were already out and on our plane on Monday. I was so sad. Even worse than the loss, it was I didn't get to eat at Seasons another time.
Right. Oh, I only ate there once as well. It's really good. They've got a variety of different kinds of steak bites.
Yeah, what kind did you get, by the way?
I think I just did fried.
Yeah, the standard fried. The fried is kind of their default, I think, up there. And I think that's what I got over at the other restaurant I went
to. So we talking country fried steak fried?
No. Not battered and fried.
It's a fillet, and they slice it up into cubes, and they'll batter it and fry it. Or Seasons has they have, like I said, a variety. They have a blue cheese bites, chili, barbecue, about 7 or 8 different flavors, I think. And it's really good.
How you holding up over there, Will?
Steak tour.
We got to do the steak tour. That's the other marketing thing we need to get involved in. We need to have the Crusader Talk steak tour. My friends over at Thunder and Lightning on the Mississippi State front of podcasting are doing the catfish tour. This is William Carey University. We got to up the ante a little bit. We can't just be doing catfish tours. We need the steak tour.
I would go.
Okay. We have our first guest. We just have to have the venue now.
All right. This can happen.
If you are a restaurant owner and you've got a good steak, contact us at Crusader Talk. All right. Anyway, so Lewis and I said didn't go the way we wanted, mentioned Seasons. What was it like for you as a coach getting to go there back-to-back years? Did that surprise you going from last year's team to what we had this year?
I think with the guys that we had coming back this year, that was always – which is always the goal every year to get out there. But this year it felt more like an expectation rather than just a goal with these guys that were returners. And I'm really proud of them. I'm really proud of the way they played. They got hot at the right time of the year. They withstood several injuries throughout the season and held their own during that. And, you know, you never like to compare teams because each team has its own unique challenges. But I'm as proud of this team as I am of any team that we've had. Because, you know, when you've got the expectations, and those guys knew that there were expectations of going back, and that's a lot of pressure. And I thought they handled it very well.
But I remember the last time we spoke here on the program, just the enjoyment that you and Coach Hallford and the staff, the enjoyment that came out of knowing that you had the pieces. It was just getting the pieces in the right place in the lineup. And you talked about the joy of, you know, trying to find that right combination, make out that right lineup. And just in the nick of time, it all fell into place.
And it did. And a lot of that goes back to injuries, though. I don't think it was any one thing that we did as a staff. We're not superhuman by any stretch. Those guys just performed well.
Sure.
And when they got healthy, you know, they played well. And it just happened to be at the right time of the year for us.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. With all the different injuries or things that happened during the season that kind of changed the course of how the team progressed, though they made it to the NAIA World Series, if you could go back to any particular moment, any game, any injury, any game scenario that you could change, thinking that it would impact how far Carey makes it in the postseason, what would you go back and change?
Well, I mean, it would have been nice not to have lost Adam May early in the year.
That's exactly where my mind was headed.
And you know, when we lost Adam, other guys stepped up and did a good job. But other guys had to log a lot more innings than they probably would have otherwise, and that wears on you throughout the year. So obviously losing, you know, one of your best bullpen pieces, if you could change that, you certainly would.
Yeah, that was my answer as well, Josh, just thinking about the depth of pitching was kind of a question mark at times. Obviously hitting had its ebbs and flows too, don't get us wrong, right. But yeah, that was a key piece because you think about what the bullpen ended up being later down the road. You went to Luke Lissette. That was kind of your first bullpen arm that you go to, and you try to stretch it out to get to John Schneider to close it out. That was typically your game one philosophy.
And then we ended up with, you know, moving Bobby McGee into the bullpen during the season. And if you had to use Luke early and you were able to get Bobby in there to bridge it to John, that was usually a good situation for us. And all those guys stepped up and did a good job.
Yeah, they did, especially given the circumstances of all the different arms that, you know, could not finish the year or had breaks in the year. It really was impressive to see Carey make it to Lewiston in the first place, given some of the talent that left last year, some of the injuries that we had early in the season. It really was impressive. All right, quick change of gears before we run out of time with you here today, Ben. Learfield Director's Cup. It's not just something for Division One. It happens across NCAA Divisions 1, 2, 3, and NAIA. William Carey ties their second-best finish ever in the Learfield Director's Cup. Best finish ever was second place. We finished in fifth for a second time ever. Pretty impressive to be in that national picture. We all knew that William Carey should be considered high in the eyes of national pundits and everybody else, but this is just kind of the proof of all the labors.
Well, we've got a fantastic staff that, you know, that all do a very good job all the way through from fall sports through spring. You know, you had men's and women's soccer that had great years. You had men's and women's track and field, in both indoor and outdoor. You had women's golf, softball, baseball, men's tennis, all really good years. I'm sure I'm leaving some. Women's basketball.
Yes.
You know, and every time you finish, you know, you make it to the national tournament, you're getting points. And so, you know, we were able to put together a really good year from August to May, and grateful to be considered in the top five.
Yeah. Best finish we ever had, I mentioned it was second place. I believe that was 2018,
2019, we finished second.
Yeah, so that was the year that basketball went to the Fab Four. Am I
it
right?
It is.
Yeah, so that helped the point totals a lot.
And women's soccer win the Natty?
I believe so.
I believe that
was
the year.
Yeah, that was 2018. Yeah. So those two were huge.
If baseball would have done their part in 2019 in the spring, we'd have finished first.
What was the finish there?
That was the worst year we've had since.
I was about to say
there.
that was our the only losing season Coach Alford has.
24-26 that year. So.
Hey, if you only have one losing season in 39 years of baseball, or 38, yeah, however many it is, you're doing something right. You're doing something right, Ben. As always, so privileged to have you on. It was a joy.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, that is Ben Smith, Assistant Athletics Director at William Carey and also Associate Head Baseball Coach. When we come back, more conversations about William Carey Athletics, have the Presidents and Deans list and some athletes to talk about. All that coming up next.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Always enjoy conversations with Ben Smith as we continue on Crusader Talk. Caleb Hamill, Josh West, Will Tony here in our Super Talk Hattiesburg studio. I know we wait for podcasts to get together and have these conversations. Man, we need to just go out to dinner and get it all done there sometimes. We could go for hours.
Tour. I told you we were going to run out of time.
We could have had him for another segment.
Probably.
He's a whole show.
He's pretty local. He's fairly nearby. He's not having to commute 30 minutes to come here and be on the podcast, unlike my co-host over here. You have to make a little trek to get out of here.
It is a trek. Yep.
It's a labor of love.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting paid.
That's true. Well, you have longer to go. I forget about that. Yeah.
I have quite a ways to go.
Yeah, and that construction on 59 does not help.
Highway 11 is a godsend.
Really? Is that what you take nowadays?
It has been several times, yes.
Okay.
That's every time I go north, Highway 11 to Moselle.
Mm. Well, you can really take it all the way up into Laurel, almost into my driveway.
Oh, yeah, if you want to. Yep.
Very nice. All right. We kind of touched on this earlier, but it could be just kind of a footnote in the week of last week about the bookstores burning. This... like we kind of hinted at, like the tornado that hit campus could end up being a really good thing long term for the university. Because, Josh, you and I have talked about this even before we brought Ben on. the branding and marketing strategy for this university when it comes to athletics needs a boost, needs some type of spark. And that sounds cliche and sounds like I was trying to make a pun. That was not the intent there. But this university needs kind of a home base where people can get together, and if they want to wear their carry gear to a ball game, they need to have a
place to get it.
Rock solid place with good inventory to go get it. The bookstore's kind of been that place recently, but
does the public have easy access to get on a campus to get to it, though?
See, that's the issue, I feel like. Well,
there's a guard check.
They'll let you on campus.
They'll let
you
on, yeah.
But it's the intimidation factor of showing your ID and being stopped and going through that process that is necessary.
They don't have something that is literally across the street like the other university in town.
Sure.
Yeah. If you have a velvet rope in front of your favorite fast food joint, are you going to be intimidated to maybe not go in there?
Now, when you start talking my favorite food to me,
you're
not stopping Fat Boy here. it's not happening.
Well, maybe rewrite that to a restaurant that you've heard good things about, but all of a sudden you notice there's a barrier in front of the door that you have to go through. It can turn you away from it. And yeah, maybe the answer is going to be the new bookstore. Maybe it's somebody else in the community that creates a new home base for William Carey and all that. Nevertheless, I think there are a lot of great ideas that have been talked about in those meetings that Ben was referencing, of not just kind of establishing that root brand for William Carey, but also creating buzz in the community, creating those things like we talked about of fun game day promotions, whether it be Bark at the Park or deals on tickets. Josh, I don't know if you've ever been in this situation. You've come into a couple basketball games that you weren't calling for William Carey. Had you any clue what ticket prices were before you showed up?
No clue.
Yeah, no clue. It's not.
I still don't know.
Yeah, it's not very well published.
The last game I went to was as a student, so I got in for free.
So what I'm getting at here is, what's everybody's general philosophy if you're going to a new restaurant for the first time? At least the anxious person in myself and my wife wants to look online at their menu to know what you could possibly get before you go, what kind of catches your eye, and maybe you ask about it to your waiter once you get there.
Do they have anything that sort of piques your interest?
Right.
Yeah.
And this is not to translate to what's in the concession booth.
No.
You know, but this is about, what do I need to know before I get there, and how easy is it to get that information? If people don't know how much tickets are, they may not come.
And so what you're talking about is simply a game day central.
Yeah.
And then it's got the different links to the different sports, where to park, where's game day parking for those different events, what are those lots, what times of what days are those lots available, ticket prices for each sport, concession options, and concession prices at those sports and things of that nature would be really good as well.
And that's where the app, I think, comes into a big part of the equation, because there have been times where I've been anti-apps if they're just regurgitated websites put into a different shortcut form on your phone. But if it's done right, exactly. If you utilize that platform, if you utilize the push notifications, the promotions driven through the app, the ability to watch
video
or listen,
links, audio links,
yes,
all of that type of stuff.
All of a sudden, you don't have to go fishing through the Twitter or X feed for the game day post to click the link for stats or video and all that, or memorize that it's team1sports.com/Carey Athletics. All of a sudden, you have that home base. You could pull up the video stream right there in the app, possibly.
Yeah.
You could pull up the audio feed if we're on a road game.
Or you're on the road. More than likely, you're on
the road. The end listener being on the road. Have a home base to go to. Right now, you can go to supertalkhattiesburg.com and click on the live William Carey basketball link for those streams when they happen.
I actually looked at that link today as I was on supertalkhattiesburg.com.
And I think there's going to be an opportunity as well to grow the Crusader Club, to grow to grow that arm of it. An opportunity to, be a part of certain club-only events, autograph signings, meeting the coaches, meeting the teams, those type events and so forth. And as they grow their community involvement, we talked off the air about the possibility, looking into the feasibility of getting a mascot, getting a knight. That will be incredible. We were talking about all the different fun toy options that you can have with that for
but
kids.
Are
the shield.
Are we actually going to have them wearing metal?
No, please. They get it's the little soft, dense foam shield.
Yeah,
it's a little soft, dense foam, soft round.
Okay, so
little sword.
So I'm good. Yeah. I'm talking about the mascot.
The mascot?
No, the mascot in an actual.
Go check out the UCF Knight in Orlando.
Right.
And so imagine that in the Crusader colors as opposed to the black and gold, the Vegas gold of UCF. And there's your guy. There's your look.
Yeah.
It would be one of the coolest mascots instantly in the country.
Yeah.
It already is a cool mascot. But I mean, when you have it on the sideline, oh yeah.
It could be a lot of fun. You know, the other thing I feel like would be a fun promotion to bring people into the basketball arena, Steve Knight bobbleheads.
Yes.
Steve Knight bobblehead.
I'm all in on that. Yes.
We've got to find a provider to build it, but if you build it.
They will come.
They will come.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Any other fun, wild ideas? Maybe Ben is listening right now. He's safely but assuredly taking notes while he's in his car. Maybe he's already made it to his driveway at this point.
I mean, one of the things that, you know, Ben, I'm sure he's listening, is that it takes money.
It does.
It takes people. Mm-hmm. It takes people to carry out these plans. And so it's going to be interesting to see how. You know, so if you get a mascot uniform, which is in the thousands of dollar price tag, more than five, less than 10, it looks like, but in that range, then you got to have somebody to put in it, multiple people to put in it. They then become scholarship athletes, right?
So I think that's a very real possibility.
Because they are held to standards. Yes. They've got to pass.
Absolutely.
You know, they've got to be in shape. They've got to eat well. They've got to rest. They've got to stay hydrated.
They're technically part of the cheerleader squad.
Well, right. So they've got to go through all of the requirements. They're going to have to go through drug testing. They're going to have to go through health evaluations prior to the season. Physicals was the word that I was looking for. But GAs, could we see more GAs to help in athletics? Right now it's work study with current athletes that are there. But will that role kind of change, or will there be more work study to the point where certain athletes that play in maybe an early fall sport or a late spring sport take on a really big role in their, and I'm holding up air quotes, off semester, to where it looks more like a GA role, to where they have steady work study, to where they're more dedicated to a home sport. Whereas right now it's very random. Mm-hmm. Do people take over more of a dedicated role to where, you know, media that comes in is always dealing with the same person. You and I are always dealing with this same student.
Yeah.
And they're working more hand in hand with these coaches and with Kevin and sports information and with the athletic directors and so forth.
I think you got to look at a combination of GAs and work studies. I think that's going to be the best way to go about that. Me personally.
Yeah. But, oh, no, yeah, combo, and then limiting the number of work study that is there to the point of, hey, these are the ones that are really dedicated to it.
Yeah.
They're kind of taking over a sport and not to the level that a GA does it at a Division I, to where they're essentially doing a job and only getting partial payment for it.
Right.
And then they're stepping right into a full-time gig the very 2 months or month after they graduate. I'm not talking about that, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, and we're going to kind of pull you Wizard of Oz style behind the curtain to let you know what happens here. Oftentimes when you have these athletes that are doing work study, they're oftentimes international students.
Yes.
That may not be well in tune with the game they're being a part of. And so what you'll end up with sometimes, and it's kind of funny to think about, and maybe now you at home that have watched the stream before are kind of shaking your head like, oh, that makes more sense now. A lot of these people don't know the rules of other sports.
That's right.
You have a soccer player coming in to try to operate a baseball scoreboard, and
or if you had somebody,
they're learning the sport as they do it.
Or if you had somebody like Will Toney that comes in to do something for soccer and is just totally clueless.
Well, luckily, that scoreboard is not too difficult.
Right. That's not too difficult. But when you start thinking about the rules of the game,
right,
you've got someone like me and – you know, I can just really mess things up.
Yeah.
I think the big picture to take away here in segment three is that we're not going to hardly recognize a place in 6 months to 12 months in a good way.
Yes.
Things are about to really, really change in a big way for the better.
Ease of access for fans to get apparel is going to be a very important thing.
I think, yes, seeing and recognizing William Carey
abroad. That might be
abroad.
The 12 to 24-month plan, though.
Right.
But that's going to take a little bit more time to get implemented. There would be some short-term things, but...
But what I'm saying is, right now, if you want to see Carey apparel, you're either going to be a coach, a professor, or student.
Sure.
The number one thing that I see in Hattiesburg when it comes to William Carey apparel is not athletics, it's the music school.
Yeah.
Those people have a lot of t-shirts they print
out.
Yes,
they do.
That is the most often seen Carey logo.
Yes.
That I see in the community.
Absolutely.
All right. Final segment coming up with you. Have to count us down to athletics. We're getting to the short rows here.
Are we close?
We're closer than we were last week.
Okay.
More Crusader Talk coming up next.
The coaches, to the student athletes, and the fans that cheer them on.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Well, another show has flown by us as we are here in the final segment of today's edition of Crusader Talk. If you missed our conversation with Assistant Athletics Director Ben Smith, you can catch us on demand. Crusader Talk, search it in your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, a whole lot more as well. You could also look for it on supertalk.fm in the podcast area. Actually, in the sports tab, I think is where you find it now. You can go to there and find it as Crusader Talk. It's one of the two. I think it's a sports tab that you can go to. In fact, you know what? I have a device in front of me that I can look said information up on.
You and your device.
Yeah. I have to go there sometime.
I thought it was under podcasts.
It may be under podcasts. It's been a while. It's also available in the app, by the way, supertalk.fm app.
Absolutely it is.
And you can find the links to it through the Carey Athletics website as well.
If you have an iPhone or an Android device, it's quite simple to subscribe to it through your app store.
Yes, very
through your podcast
app. Good and easy
app
to do. And hey, soon you'll be able to get the William Carey app as well. We'll probably have it linked there.
There you go.
If we don't have it in the plans already, it's going to be in there now.
That's right. you kind of let slip what wasn't there.
Hey, we make things happen on Crusader Talk.
Yes, we do.
Well, I tell y'all, a whole lot of fun, as I was talking earlier today with Kevin Rosary, the SID at William Carey, because the presidents and deans list just got announced earlier today, and this list is too long to even begin to try to break down all the people that are on the list. We may have to save it for another day as far as just how many were featured in total and from each individual sport. But what I can tell y'all is president's list, which is the upper tier of the two, a whole lot of athletes in there.
That's your 4.0s.
Yes. 37 athletes, as a matter of fact, on the president's list for the spring trimester.
That's incredible.
Yes. And again, we may break that down next episode. Also, coming up in some future episodes, we're going to talk to Ryan Hornsby and John Snyder. That'll be kind of our centered around Independence Day episode for those two being selected as All-Americans in the NAIA. Also, going to have coming up in the future, keep a lookout for this. We'll probably publish it or advertise it a little bit. We're going to be talking to coaches' wives to kind of take you behind the scenes as to
yes.
what it is like within the household of a coach or what things are like from their vantage points in the stands and also supporting their hubbies along the way. It should be a fun conversation.
When did this become official?
So this was rumored last week, and I've got enough yeses now to say that it's going to happen.
I was not consulted about this.
I've got so many questions. You know,
I mean, we've all got questions. I was not consulted about
this. Not questions about it happening. I mean, questions that I want to ask the wives. Like, did he come back and say that the line that you gave him for the pregame speech, did it work? Or when he asked you, do I play so-and-so at third or do I play did he make the switch that you recommended? And did it work? You know, just all these little tidbits of where they basically, they've got a coin flip, and so they go to the wife. Wife's like, I'm telling you, I watch all the games. I'm there.
Look.
I think that this is where my gut is.
Look, lineup cards have been decided at the breakfast table.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any pregame meals that coaches, you know, ask their wives, you have to make that again because we won yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, like those.
Hey,
there are certain blueberry muffins.
Are we gonna have to brainstorm this of like 50 questions and then like narrow it down to like eight?
The way I see it, what we're gonna have to do is one, we're gonna have to not do this one live. We're gonna have to pre-record this because I'm afraid that we're gonna just step on each other trying to get to these breaks, and we'll just have to edit it later to fit our hour-long format. We may have to release the full edition somewhere else later, or maybe as a
we can
podcast
release
extra
it as its own podcast. Yeah,
we can have a podcast extra maybe if we just can't fit all of that content into an hour, which I doubt. I doubt with the stories of 30 plus years as a coach's wife and Miss Kathy Halford, I doubt we'll be able to condense into one podcast, and that's just her.
Right.
And then if we are able to get Miss Regina Knight, I know she could fill an entire podcast as well.
Okay, so this is what you do. This is what you do. We do it on a Monday night. This is going to be one of your first trial runs, so to speak, of the restaurant tour. We go to a local establishment. We get the corner booth. We set up the Roadcaster.
No, we pre-record it to air on a Monday night. And we
record it on another Monday night. We show up at 7:30 later in the evening. We go from like – but you've got the food. We're being served. We are – talking about some of the appetizers, the food.
Yeah.
We have a sponsor for that show. It's sponsored by that venue. We have the proprietor on. We do a lot of that. But we go to one of the wives' favorite establishments in town. We do that. We make it very casual, very relaxed. We shut the place down. We record this podcast. That'll be a great way to kind of format
one caveat,
and launch some of these advertisers in the future.
One caveat is that Coach is not allowed in the building.
Yes.
Well, and the other caveat, we have to find a steak place that's open on Mondays. You know, sometimes that's
doesn't
a hard find.
Nope, doesn't have to be a steak place.
That's true.
Could be another popular local venue.
All right, just a quick rundown before I'm completely out of time. We have 38 days until the beginning of competitive cheer, swimming, men's and women's fall golf, as well as fall tennis. Indoor track and field starts then as well. Also have 59 days away from, what sport was that? Soccer beginning. And then also 129 days before the beginning of basketball season. Great show, guys. Enjoyed it as always. For Will Tony and Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Good night, God bless, and go Saters.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.